Hi there. I just thought I'd give you some advice for success on the media integration project. So first of all, I would suggest taking a look at other students' projects from the past. You can access those if you go into Blackboard and you look at the page that describes the media integration, and there'll be a link there to look at students' examples from the past. So I would do that and just get a feel for what others have done. I don't expect you to have a finished Hollywood-ready project. This is not a media creation class, a video editing class, or an audio editing class. But I have some links on the page that describes the media project that will help you do some of the technical stuff. And I'm also available to help you as well, as long as you don't ask me to do it at 11 o'clock when it's due at midnight. If you give me 24 hours notice, I'll be happy to sit down and help you on any editing or anything like that. But basically, you have free rein, a lot of creative room to do anything you want as long as you stay on the topic for the integration paper. So if you do that, you can do lots of different things. Now, some of the students in the past, sometimes they've had a panel discussion, and this can be a group project. Sometimes they've had a panel discussion where they've talked about the issue. Sometimes they've interviewed other Spring Arbor students and had snippets of answers, they all strung together. If you think in terms of like a segment for a show like NPR, like you hear on NPR, that's self-contained and that's interesting, that's kind of what I'm looking at. You don't have to do a lot of edits. If you end up doing a lot of edits, you can negotiate with me on the total length of time for the project, but you'll need to email me about that. Otherwise, what I've got in the description for the time limit is what I'm looking for. But it's okay to do a one-shot recording of some kind. And then finally, when you go to upload it, you can use the link on the media integration page to upload the audio or video. But if you're having a hard time, and sometimes Blackboard has a hard time accepting large files, if that's you, then just send me an email and say, hey, I couldn't upload it, and we'll figure out another way for me to get it. One real easy option would be for you to put it on a jump drive and drop it off at the School of Education, my office, the next morning. If you leave it with the receptionist and just tell them it's for me and then send me an email so I'm looking for it, then when I get there, I'll get it, I'll copy the file, and I'll leave it back with the receptionist and we'll call you and you can come pick it up. So if all else fails on uploading, you can always do that. So anyway, I hope you do well. I look forward to seeing the creativity in what you're doing, and that's all.